Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel tells us the following. This Rabbi Shmuel was a grandson of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, who was one of the Asara Heruge Malchus, one of the 10 martyrs that were killed by the government. He's also the same Rabbi Shmuel who was Mechaber, the Yud Gimel Midoy Shatoran Nedreshes Ben that we find at the end of Brachos, before we begin Baruch Sha'amar, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. That is the same Tana as our Mishnah. The Gemara in Gittin tells us that when he was a very young boy, he was captured and put into prison, in a Roman prison, in the city of Rome, and he was redeemed through the efforts of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. We've also learned elsewhere in the Masechta that the name of Yishmael was used at certain periods of history, even though Yishmael was a Rasha, but since Chazal tell us that at the end of his life he did tshuva, Klal Yisrael did use the name of Rabbi Shmuel until the rise of the Arabs and their persecution of the Jews, when this custom ended. Tells us Rabbi Shmuel, Hevi kal l'roish, be light and swift to serve your superiors. And it is possible, Rabbi Wein tells us in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos, that Rabbi Shmuel learned from two rebellions of Klal Yisrael against Rome, that where Klal Yisrael was crushed by the Romans, that in order to survive in Golus, it is good advice to bend your head in subservience of our enemies, and through this method, we can hope to survive through the Golus. This is the first Eitzah of Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Alshaker, brought down by Kohati, tells us that the word L'Roish can stand for four words: Lamed Lasois, Reish Ratzon, Aleph Avicha, Shin Sheba Shamayim. And in other words, according to Rav Alshaker, the Mishnah is telling us, Havikal, be swift, Lasois Ritzoin of Avicha Sheba Shamayim, to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Mishnah, V'noyach Latishchores, be pleasant to a person with a black beard, which would mean before the person's beard turned white, before he became old, while he was still young. Be pleasant to young people, although we have to give them guidance, we have to give limitations and rules, but be pleasant in your dealings with the young. Others, the Rav and Rashi, interpret these words of Rabbi Shmuel to mean that even when a person gets blackened in old age, as black spots appear on his countenance, be noach, he should be pleasant to bring out avdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should be someone that through him people will see pleasantness concerning the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the final admonition of Rabbi Shmuel was, his final guide to us was, V'havi mekabel as kol ha'adam b'simcha. Every person that you meet, young or old, rich or poor, wise or not wise, receive them with happiness, with joy. And the Rambam tells us that Rabbi Shmuel goes beyond what Shammai told us earlier in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tezvav, Havi Mekabel as Kol Adam B'Saver Panam Yafes. Saver Panam Yafes means a nice face, cheerful disposition. Rabbi Shmuel is going beyond that, that not only should we have a pleasant disposition towards everyone that we meet, but actually we should greet them besimcha, with great joy and happiness. And so Rabbi Shmuel is going a step beyond what Shammai told us. Mishnah Yud Gimel. The next Mishnah is a Mishnah from the great Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who began his Torah career at the age of 40 and subsequently learned for 24 years uninterrupted with the help of his wife Rachel, he became the Gadol Hador. He became the head of all Torah Shebaal Peh. He had tens of thousands of Talmidim. He was one of the Asura Haruge Malchus. And how is his name spelled? There are two Minhagim. Our Mishnah has it with an Aleph at the end. That would indicate that it's an Aramaic name. However, in the Yerushalmi, we find, for example, that Rabbi Akiva's name ends with a hey. That would indicate that it is a name from Lashon HaKodesh. There is a Sefer that is called the Or Zeruah. And why did he name his Sefer Or Zeruah? He explains in the introduction, in the Hagdama, it is based on the Pasuk, Or Zeruah LaTzadik UliYishrei Lev Simcha, a Pasuk that we say during Kol Nidre, at the onset of Yom HaKippurim. And the last letters of the words of this pasuk spell out Rabbi Akiva's name. Or is the Reish for Rebbe, Zeruah Ayin, the beginning of Akiva's name. Latzadik ends with a Kuf of Rabbi Akiva. Uli Yishrei, the Yud of Akiva. Lev, the Beis of Akiva. And finally, Simcha, the Hay of Akiva. The Or Zeruah had a dilemma. He didn't know how to spell the name of Rabbi Akiva. And he had a dream that Rabbi Akiva's name was spelled with a Hay. And because he was so overcome by this revelation from Hashem, that he named his Sefer Or Zeruah. How great was Rabbi Akiva? We find in the Yerushalmi in Soita, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud, Mishemes Yosi ben Yezer, Batlu Hashkolos, Veloy Amad Eshkol Achibor Rabbi Akiva. That when Yosi ben Yezer was Nifter, the Ashkolos ended. What does Ashkolos mean? Ish Hakol Boy, someone who has everything. All the milos of beautiful character traits, of midos, all the milos hachochma were found in Yosi ben Yezer. And with his demise, there were no longer any ashkolos until Rabbi Akiva came along. He was ish ha-ashkolos. And there is an unbelievable Dvar Torah given by Rab Shamshon Anapoli, the great Hasidic master, on the Pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, Perik Chav Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis, where the Pasuk states concerning Meiser Behema, giving a tenth of each animal to the Kohen, says the Pasuk, V'chol maser boker v'tzon, kol asher yavur tachas hashevet, o asiri yiyeh kodesh l'Hashem. Every tenth animal of cattle or sheep, whatever will go under the rod, there was a special rod that would mark the tenth animal, o asiri, the tenth one, yiyeh kodesh l'Hashem, will be holy unto Hashem. Rav Shamshon Anapoli tells us a deep pshat in this pasuk, that this pasuk is meramez to Rabbi Akiva. And it goes as follows. The first two words, v'chol ma'aser, spell out, these are the acronyms for the following words. V'chi, the vav and the chav. V'chi, the lamed. Lama, the mem, mace. Ayin, Akiva. Shin, shehoya. Reish, Roeh, And then the pasuk continues, Bakr Vitzon. Again, the pasuk is saying, V'chilama meis Akiva shahaya roya Bakr Vitzon. Why did Akiva die? Why was he one of the Asar Ruge Malchus? The other nine Gedolim who died, we can understand, as the pasuk continues, Kol Asher Yavor Tachas HaShevet. Because each one of them was instead of one of the Shvatim. Here we're taking the word Shevet not to mean a stick, a rod, but rather a tribe. There were nine of Yaakov's children. Nine of the Shvatim were involved with Mechiras Yosef. Yosef was the one who was sold. Reuven wasn't there. Binyamin wasn't there. There were nine who sold Yosef, and they had to get forgiveness for selling Yosef. So there were nine Gedolim chosen as a kapora for the nine of the Shvatim. But Akiva, why was he taken? V'chilama meis Akiva shayaroya bakar v'tzayin. Number one, he comes from a mishpachas geirim. How does he replace one of the Shvatim? And secondly, there's no one to replace. There's only nine. The answer is, the pasuk continues, Ha'asiri, the tenth one, referring to Rabbi Akiva, Yekodesh Lashem, he will kaviyachol be holy unto Hashem. He will be a substitute for Hashem. Because kaviyachol Hashem himself required a kapora. As Chazal tell us, Hashem was on the Bezdin that decided that Yosef had to be sold. Instead of being killed, they decided they would sell him. But he had on him a chiyuv misa for being a rode, for chasing after the brothers to get them in trouble with their father Yaakov. So initially, the psak was he should die. Later on, they changed that to having him sold. So Hashem was on that bezdin. And he also requires kaviyachol a kapora. Which human being could in some way be a kapora for Hashem? That was only Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva was so great that in many ways he was even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara tells us in Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown Rabbi Akiva giving a shir. And Moshe Rabbeinu at Chalishas Hadas, he felt bad that he doesn't understand Rabbi Akiva's shir. And he asked Hashem, if you have such a human being, why not give the Torah through Rabbi Akiva instead of myself? And Hashem answered him, it is my decision to give it through you. But we see how great Rabbi Akiva was that Moshe wasn't able to comprehend the profundities of Rabbi Akiva's shir. Where on every tag, on every crown of a letter, Rabbi Akiva would be doresh, tilei tilim shal halachos, piles and piles of halachos. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the 49th level of Chachma. Rabbi Akiva reached the 50th shar, the 50th gate of wisdom. And so, if Hashem needed a kapara in the Mechiras Yosef, there was only one human being who could be Kodesh Lashem, who could be that 10th one, and that was Rabbi Akiva. Begins the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva now is going to tell us five Gedorim, five fences that a person has to take in order to do things properly. The first one, Schok v'kalus roish margilun la'erva. If a person is involved in joking around, in mockery, schok, or kalus roish, levity, that can get a person habitual. It can get him used to erva, to promiscuous activity. In order for a person to refrain from such evil activity, he has to be careful not to mock, because that leads to levity and eventually to erva. Second fence, Misores Siyagla Torah. The Misora from one generation to another, the Torah Shebal Peh, that is a fence to Torah Shebiksav, to the written Torah. The oral Torah is a fence to the written Torah. Because without a tradition passed down from generation to generation, from Moshe at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, we would not properly understand the Torah and its laws. And the Torah would be like a vineyard without a fence around it to protect it. Everyone would act with this vineyard as if it was hefker, as if it was ownerless and abandoned, and everyone would decide themselves how to interpret the Torah. That which protects the Torah is the Mesorah, the tradition, from one generation to the other. A second explanation is given that this refers to the Mesorah of the exact amount of letters and words, and whether a word has a vav, it's mole, or whether it's missing a vav, it's chaser, because this, again, all these perfections, exactly what the Torah is made up of, was handed down through a Mesorah. And without that, there would be many Torahs. There wouldn't be one Torah. And the protection that every person should not come along and decide how to learn the Torah and understand the Torah by himself with his own interpretation, that's only the Mesorah of the letters and words which protects the validity of the one Torah that we have. The next fence, Maisros, when a person gives a tenth, he tithes a tenth of his money to give it to charity, Siyog LaOsher, that is a protection for richness. And what does this refer to? That in the schus of a person giving miser, he is blessed with richness. And the richness will be protected for him for good, not, God forbid, the opposite. As the Pasuk tells us in Dvorim, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Chav Beis, Aser to Aser. And Chazal, in the Gemara in Tainus of Tesem et Alf, tells us, Aser, give a tenth, Bishvil Shetis Asher, in order that by giving a tenth of your wherewithal, you will be Zochet to richness. And so we find in the Medrash in Mishlei Yud Aleph, if you see a person that's Mefazer Ma'isav Litzak, who gives a lot of charity, Havi Yodea, you should know, Shum Ma'isav, he's not giving away, he's not getting poorer, the opposite, he's adding to his wealth. As the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, Perek Memalef, Pasuk Yudalad, Yesh Mefazer Ma'isav Oy, there's a person who gives away and he gathers even more. And so we find a pasuk in Malachi, Perek Gimel pasuk Yud, Hevi was kol ha'Yisrael be'soitzer, bring all the tithing, the tenths, to the treasure house. And Hashem says, Uvchanuni na bazoisam Hashem tzvakos, and you can test me. This is the only area where we're allowed to test Hashem. Im le'eftach lachem es arubes hashemayim varikaisi lachem bracha ad b'lidai, I will open up to you the windows of heaven, and I will shower down upon you blessing without any limit. So this is what the Mishnah is saying. Maisris, if you give Maisris, that's a siyog, that's a fence. La'osher, it protects your wealth. Rabbi Wein understands this to mean that if you give Maisris properly, that will be a protection that the richness, the wealth that you have, will not, God forbid, corrupt you. You will remain humble. You will remain knowledgeable of what the purpose of your wealth is, and that is to help the needy, to support Torah institutions. The fourth fence, continues the Mishnah, Nedarim Siyog Leprishus, making a neder, a promise to do something, that is a protection for a person to keep himself separated from the physicality of this world. As the Mishnayos Mevorahos tells us, that we're talking about a person here who is always noyeg precious. He's machmer on himself to go lefnim mishuras hadin, more than the din requires. But he's afraid he'll slip. So the way to make sure that he doesn't slip is to make a neder, and that will protect him from slipping into a way of life that he does not want to pursue. But a person whose life is not one of precious, a regular person, it is better, as we find in Koheles, Tova shaloi tider, mishatider v'loi tishalem. It is better that one does not promise than to promise and not fulfill what you are promising. And finally, the last Siyog in our Mishnah is Siyog L'Chachma Shtika. The fence to preserve a person's wisdom is to be quiet. And the Medrash Shmuel wonders why here the Mishnah didn't say Shtika Siyog L'Chachma, just like we had Meisr Siyog L'Yosher, Nedarim Siyog L'Precious. Why is the word Siyog put first? It should be the word Shtika first. Shtika is a Siyog for Chachma. The answer, says the Medrash Shmuel, is that in the other items like Meisr or Nedarim, there could be other fences. There could be other fences that protect a person's wealth. There could be other fences that protect a person's precious from this world. But when it comes to Chachma, there's one and only fence, and that is Siyog L'Chachma. Do you want to know that one and only fence for Chachma? That is Shtika. That is to be quiet. And the Rav makes one final observation, that this is only Siyog L'Chachma, Shtika, is to be quiet from matters, mundane matters between one person and another. However, when it comes to words of Torah itself, there one should not be quiet. There, the opposite, through many words that are spoken in Torah, a person gains wisdom. But in mundane matters, it is best to be quiet as much as possible.